This is Rich's Random Podcast Generator number 22, recorded Thursday, May 16th, 2013. Helping Rich choose his next laptop.
Okay, let's talk about Rich.
All right, we can cut to the chase right now.
Yeah, let's get right. Rich. Okay, you got the thing. Go.
I've already got it for Rich. Rich, right. Rich, you out there? You listening?
Yeah, I think, Rich, type something in chat so we know you're out there.
I need to know you're there. I want to show it to you. I got it.
There he is.
It is this Compact Presario AMD K6 processor. It already has the network card in it.
Nice.
You just slam it in there like a gun cartridge or something. It comes with not one, but two, the stereo JBL Pro speakers.
JBL Pro.
And Windows 98. Hold on. Windows 98 second edition.
Whoa. Yeah. Rolling out the USB support.
This thing, yes, it has, I think. It has a USB port. Yes, it does. A USB port right there. Look at
just
that.
Just one. Very nice. Look at those fans in the back.
Yeah.
That is ready to rock and roll for you, Rich.
Hold on. We're going to invite Rich into this discussion. Hold on.
That'll work.
Look at those ports. Got that there for you, Rich. Man, my dad gave this to me, but I'm willing to give it to you, Rich.
Rich types in Skype. Okay, roll me in on this conversation.
Hey, Jim, another topic we want to talk about, like I said, phones. Like I said, Samsung S4, and I'm going to be blogging a little bit on my website about my trials and tribulations on switching from an iPhone to actually switching to a Samsung phone.
That's a good topic for sure.
Yeah, about as thin as the yoga.
All right, Rich. Can you? I don't see any video from you, Rich.
I can use this thing to work out. my arm is already tired holding it up.
Rich, you might be muted automatically.
But look at that, almost the same size.
Oh, geez Louise. There he is.
Hey, Rich.
Oh, did I unmute?
Yeah, you're good.
And I love.
All right, cool.
Love the
thanks, Mike.
The white screen.
That needs to go to the junk pile.
Junk pile.
Will now. It will now, Rich. I've been holding on to it for all these years just to do that.
Just to be here for a day like today.
Yeah. Well, no, just for you.
Yeah.
For no other reason.
I had a premonition like 5 years ago before you met me that someday.
Yeah, someday.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. Good.
So what are you looking for in a laptop, my friend?
Yeah.
Well, I want something that I can run some VMs in, maybe boot up Linux on. Probably what I'd like to do is run VirtualBox, run Linux maybe in that, and then do some other things in there. That's the very least, but I need something that is a little bit more powerful than this Acer, and I need something that's a little bit more rugged than this Acer. That Acer, I'm just remembering, I bought it for like $199. It was like a crazy cheap deal. I stuck an SSD in it, and I've been using it for like the last 2 years. But the screen's dying on me now. Do I want to put in, $50 to $80 into a screen on a $200 laptop? I don't know. I could really use the processing power.
You don't.
So, no.
Yeah, one of the things you're going to need if you're going to have VMs running is RAM.
Yeah.
Because the Yoga I have is a Core i7. It's plenty fast enough, but it only has 8 gig of RAM, which if you're not doing something too intensive, that would work.
I don't plan on making this like a workstation kind of a thing. I just need it so that, like, if I'm working on something and I need to fire up the OS and then a virtual machine,
one virtual. That's going to ask you that. Yeah. How many virtual machines at the same time?
Yeah, just probably one at a time.
Like VirtualBox, right? You'd run VirtualBox.
It could be VirtualBox. It could be, I might play with, ESXi.
VirtualBox is literally the best thing ever.
Right.
The thing with ESXi though, it's going to need to be the boot. You're going to need to, you got to boot into ESXi, right? It's not a program you run with VirtualBox.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. You know, I mean, I've got a couple of spare hard drives. I might experiment with that.
Well, and also with the ESXi, too, it's very, you got to look at the hardware list. I tried to use the ESXi on my laptop, Rich, mm-hmm. that I kind of told you what I've been using, and it was a no-go. I couldn't even boot up off of that just because of the hardware. Yeah. Now, one of the things you consider as well, Rich, like we were talking about, Windows 8, I mean, you know, on the laptop that I use, it's an i5 mm-hmm. processor, and it's got 8 gigs of RAM in there, and I can run, I can push two VMs running at the same time, you know what I mean? One processor each, because again, it's an i5, it's a dual core, but with hyper-threading, I'm seeing 4.
What kind of RAM do you have in there?
Well, it's 8 gigs of RAM. I mean, it's maxed out.
And what kind of VMs are you running?
I'm actually running Windows 8, and I'm actually running Hyper-V. Right now, I mean, if I'm running one, I'm actually running Windows 8, or no, excuse me, I'm running 2008 R2 server, because I'm trying to play with, SharePoint? You come up with a SharePoint server. It runs good. I mean, you know, I can sit there and just say, okay, give it another, you know, I've only got one processor, but if I'm SharePoint only running one VM, give it another processor.
SharePoint's a huge resource for
it. Is. Yeah, I mean, but for me, for what you're wanting to do, Rich,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you look at any, you know, if you go from i5, you know, i5 to an i7, you know, it's going to be a slight
bump. But you're doing pretty good with an i5 is what you're telling me.
It's a 14-inch laptop, and that's what I was discussing before. If you really want a 15.6-inch laptop, this 14-inch is fabulous.
Well, you can plug a monitor into it as well. I mean, right?
Yeah, you can definitely, and that's what I do. I plug in a monitor to it as well.
I do that too.
Who put that screen up there?
That was weird.
So
stay away.
So Rich,
stay away, Chris, from just, HP.
Just relax for a second.
No,
hold on.
No,
just relax.
No, stay away. Stay away. I'll go pull the laptop that we have sitting that we bought 2 years ago from my cousin that we just had brought back because the entire power adapter is completely shot, and that's the third HP laptop
in
a 6-month period that has had that stupid broken power adapter. So now
I just bought it, Jim. Thank you.
Just relax for a second, Christian. I'm trying to find a center point for Rich at this point.
Well, don't make it with HP.
So, Rich, this is okay. Well, this was just what came up, right? So, here's a quad core AMD. Hold on.
Jim.
Christian, just
are you trying to make an oven brick? It's going to cause a fire in his house. Come on.
Hey, I'm hungry. Let's fry an egg on it.
Oh, man.
All right. Hold on.
They do get hot. I
mean, oh, God. All right, Mr. Johnson.
Hold on. Let's. All right. Hold on. We don't want that one.
Well, I want to hear about your idea. I mean, did you think an AMD was?
No, I was trying to find a center point for you, which was let's talk a little bit about and let me. So let me. I'll. So Christian will stop freaking out.
She's a Lenovo. Hey, look. Do you guys think it's? Do I have to think about AMD versus Intel if I'm playing with virtual?
Intel.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say, Mike? Because you do all kinds of stuff.
On a laptop, I would say Intel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So here's
how much money are you wanting to spend first off?
I don't want to spend anything, but I'll spend up to $700, and I don't need a discrete video card, so I'm hoping that the HD 4000 or whatever will get me through.
Well, and race car Mike, Mike Morris is saying AMD. I think he's joking around. I like AMD on a desktop. I tell you, I like AMD on a desktop, but on a laptop,
I'm using the 8-core FX Extreme on mine, and it's fast for what I paid for it. I that much. I run all my virtual boxes on it, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we've established $500 to $700, right? You're looking for Intel. Probably more than 4 gig of RAM, so 6 to 8 gig of RAM, right, on the box.
Yeah.
He needs 8 gig of VMs.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, all right.
You know, I will tell you something. You guys will laugh. I know you will, but this little V120, which is about an Atom 330 equivalent, had 2 gig of memory in it, and I was running Linux and a virtual box on it, and it was okay. I mean, it wasn't... You know, it wasn't horrible, but
it was doable.
It was, yeah. It
size
was
doable, screen, Rich? 14, 15?
I like the real estate.
Okay, so
I don't know. You know.
Let's say 15. Let's keep it in the 15.
I think I gotta go with 15.
Well, Rich, the big question is for you, Rich. How mobile are you going to be with it? Is it going to be mostly at home, sitting on your desk? Occasionally, you're going to take it out, or you?
I'll use it. I plan on taking some classes in it this fall, at least one class, and I'll use it in class. And, so,
well, here's my two cents in that because, like I said, I've got a MacBook Pro 2008, and it's a 15-inch, you know, 15.6-inch laptop. It's a little bit heavier. And I've got this Asus 14-inch laptop. It's smaller, it's lighter. Mm-hmm. If I had to do it all over again, I would have had a 14-inch laptop. Because, again, you got to have a lot of people in school going to have their laptops. You want something smaller and lighter. And this laptop is lighter. And,
you know, I don't mind the weight. That weight's not a consideration for me. Really, I've got a backpack. I just saw everything in a backpack. I got my iPad in there.
But you want the size as far as the desktop real estate, because everywhere you go in university, you got small little desks or things to put them on as well. I mean, that's something to consider as well. I mean, again, the 15-inch screen, you'll definitely get a little bit more real estate, but looking at my 14-inch sitting over here and looking at my MacBook Pro, which I'm on right now, I don't notice it that much. I don't miss it that much, to be honest with you. But
what do you other guys think? Any thoughts about a 14 versus like a 15 and a half, 15.6?
I like big monitors, so I would I would always go bigger.
Yeah.
If you don't care about carrying it around and the weight,
I don't
Why wouldn't you go as big as
I
you
don't,
can go?
And this thing, I hear you, Eddie, but I had this thing, and it's actually a pretty decent size. Well, there's no sense in picking it up.
I'm installing VirtualBox on the yoga right now.
Any brands you guys like?
So like Rich, let me kick this one over to you real quick. All right, so hold on. Let's kick this over to you. So take a peek at that. All right, so it's an Ultrabook.
Nice.
So light and thin, 15-inch, Core i5, probably good enough for what you're doing, 6 gig of RAM, a terabyte hard drive, but it's got a 24 gig solid state in there as well.
Nice.
6 hours of battery life.
Okay.
Let me, for those who are listening live, let me get that link out here in the show.
Now, what operating system?
Windows 8.
I guess. You know, if I really hate it. Rich. And that was the other thing. What do you guys think? I mean, Windows 8.
Rich.
Yeah.
Take a look at the one I sent. I put up there.
Which one is that?
Yeah.
The Asus for $729. The Core i5 third gen at 2.5 gigahertz. It's got your 8 gigs of RAM. It's got the 7050 gig hard drive. It's got an NVIDIA GT620, which will blow the socks off any Intel integrated HD. $729.
Well, okay. So let me ask you then: do I need a discrete video card for VMs? Am I going to see a performance boost for that? Because I really don't. I'm not going to play games on this thing.
You can set. I know you. If you do the VirtualBox, you can set up the VirtualBox installation in safe mode to get direct 3D support for DirectX support. And if you max out the memory share, you can get like really smooth video. Just like in general, like transitioning Windows and that kind of stuff. That's what I do with all my virtual machines, and it keeps anything from getting jittery. There's like a whole, you can have really great hardware, but if you set up your VirtualBox really crappily, it won't use your hardware right, so things will be really jittery and crappy.
I got
But I mean, this thing, I mean,
that's a beast.
That's a beast for the price range that you want to be in. That's, you're not going to get any better hardware at that price range.
Yeah, and I've had good luck with Asus laptops as well. Like I said, I've got one that's 2 years old, and one of my clients was looking for one as well.
Asus is good stuff.
And it looks like it has Windows 7 on there too.
Yeah.
Let's bring Michael Martis in here from BYOB, the resident hardware expert.
Well, I don't know about hardware expert, but I'm the opinionated one.
There you go. Right. And we want
Mike
opinions,
doesn't want you to limit him to hardware as an expert.
Oh, he's right.
Just expert.
Yes. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, Jim, what was that? What was that one that you showed me? Give me the put it in chat or something.
Yeah, it's actually in chat. Yeah, you bet.
Rich, I'm downloading Ubuntu right now, and I'm going to see if I can install this in VirtualBox while y'all are doing that.
All right, Michael Morris. Yes. What do you have to say?
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, if I has well.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
How long? How long is this going to be?
Haswell's next month.
Okay. I mean, I can definitely wait. That's another thought too.
No, I don't know.
More if power, you'll have longer battery life?
There'll be longer battery life on it. It's the main problem is going to be 5%, 10%. How long can you wait? Probably closer to 10%.
Okay.
On everything I'm reading with the equivalent i5.
I mean, I can wait a little while, but the screen on this little machine here is dying. So you'll love it. But what I got to do is when I boot this thing up, I got to take it like this. Let me get it over here in front of the camera. I got to take it like this and bang it on the table.
I have one just like that, Rich. I have one just like your laptop.
I know. Fortunately, I can get away with doing that. It's not a spinning drive, right? So I get away with that. But
yeah.
But obviously, this I've taken it apart and I put it back together. I couldn't see anything.
So. What are you using it for?
I was using it for school, and as I was saying, I was using it for a VM, running a Linux distro in a VM.
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. It's not by choice. It's some work that I was given to.
So you need to have. It needs to be able to do VM.
It does. I should. Yeah, I need to be able to do at least one decent VM.
Oh, okay. Well, one's easy.
Yeah, I'm not going to be testing hardware with this thing. I just need it to perform halfway decent. Look, anything's going to be a step up from what I have now. I was telling these guys what I have is about an equivalent of a Atom 330.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah, and it's actually single core.
Sorry.
Well, there went our family rating.
This is the post show. That was a knee-jerk reaction. My bad.
Hey, Rich, does it have a little crank on the side?
Martis, what when Haswell comes out, what are we going to see from a pricing standpoint? Are they going to be significantly more expensive? I mean, do you have any indication?
No, not so much on pricing, especially when it's bundled into a laptop. It's going to be a lot harder to figure out what the pricing is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, for the desktop chips, obviously they're going to have, you know, something that's competitively priced. So I'm thinking probably around $225 to $250 for like an i5. In a laptop, they can get away with playing with the price a lot more. You know, they could cheap out in certain areas and still provide you with like an i5. So it's just really what's the trade-off on what you're willing to sacrifice. You know, if you don't care that the thing's, you know, made out of balsa wood, then...
Well, I kind of do, because that's what... I think that's why this thing here is dying. It's because this thing here, for, you know, as good as it ran, it's not very rugged at all. Very flexible, as a matter of fact. You know, one other consideration is I want something that I'm going to be able to do some air cracking with, some sniffing.
Okay, so one of the next questions, operating system. What's your primary operating system going to be?
Well, is it going to be Windows 8? I mean, I'll do Windows 8 if I have to, because I've got TechNet and I can always just
download. Well, you don't have to. I mean,
right.
You can do it.
But I'm just saying,
really
I'm telling you what. I'll tell you what. What I mean by that is... hardware is more important than the operating system. So if it comes with 7, fine. If it comes with 8, fine.
Yeah, but the operating system is really, really, really going to matter to you if you get Windows 8 and you opt for no touchscreen. I'm going to tell you that right off the top.
All right, so you have an opinion. That was one of my questions. You have an opinion about touchscreen or no?
If you have Windows 8, you want a touchscreen. Otherwise,
well, that's what I thought. You know. But I'm not hearing a strong. Besides you, I'm not hearing a lot.
You know, I've been a big opponent of Windows 8 on a desktop, but on a laptop, I like Windows 8 on a laptop if it's touch, and this Yoga is touch.
Okay, all right.
And I'm liking it here.
Well, that's what I need to hear.
Yoga is a nice laptop. I mean, I
because
had one
to me, it really doesn't.
Do you not have it anymore?
No, I got rid of it.
Okay, go ahead, Rich. I interrupted you.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say, to me, it makes sense to have a touch screen. I mean, it's a touch OS, you know, so you're missing part of the fun of upgrading to Windows 8, right? So
yeah, I mean, well, it can be a challenge. Like I said, I'm running Windows 8 on my Asus laptop, and it came with Windows 7. And yeah, it is a challenge using the mouse and so forth. But again, 9 times out of 10, a lot of people just go right to the desktop and run their apps anyways. You know?
Exactly.
I got Rocket Dock to put up on the top right there, and I just click and run my apps. Is it a PIA sometimes? Yeah, but you know what? I like having the Hyper-V built into the Pro,
yes,
which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then maybe it will be Windows 8, and so that I'll have that option, that easy Hyper-V option.
Eddie, can you when you say Hyper-V built right into Windows 8, I haven't messed with that. Can either one of you guys give me just a quick synopsis of how that works?
Go ahead, Ed. You probably know more about it than I do. I've just
played. Yeah, how's Hyper-V on Windows 8 work?
Or Mike, just
like Hyper-V anywhere else?
Yeah, pretty much. It works just like it would be on server. Yeah.
You go into Windows Features and you enable it.
Yes.
But you have that. Is that what you wanted to know?
Jim, you know what I did for my wife? I took her Windows 7 machine and virtualized it and put it in Hyper-V on her Windows 8 machine. So she was able to, on the same machine, go back and forth very easily as she transitioned to Windows 8.
No, seriously. I mean, with Hyper-V, I am the below average guy. I just finally got it running in a server environment where, you know, it looks a lot and acts a lot like, I mean, VirtualBox was my, you know, was what I was using for VMs. So I just got a server up and running with it working on there. It was really simple. I mean, it wasn't hard to install or configure. Or work with. I mean, it was super simple. I just hadn't done it to this point. Right. So I didn't know if the Hyper-V, and I haven't messed with it at all on Windows 8. So I was wondering, is it the same exact?
Yes.
Pretty much.
It's the same you would get on the, and Christian, I think you touched on it before in one of the previous podcasts as well with the Hyper-V, because it's pretty much the same you would get on Server 2012. Because it's the third revision of it. But yeah, if you have Pro or Enterprise, it's there, just like what Rich was saying. You just got to enable it, and you got it, you know, and you're rocking and rolling. I you know, like you, Jim, I'm tinkering around with it myself. You know, I'm nowhere near to the caliber of some of you guys over here with Hyper-V, but it's a great tool and it's built in.
Yeah. Okay, so back to Rich's laptop. We're going to do a whole series on virtualization in the next couple of weeks, including a BYOB show with it. But did you know that, Michael Mars?
No, but that's okay.
I already talked to Fauché about it.
It's all right. I usually find out about what the show's about, usually about an hour before. That's why I always sound confused and off-kilter.
Oh, is that what we're doing? It's not official. We just talked about it on Google Plus today, but... So Rich, back to the laptop. So what are you thinking now through all this? Are you going to wait for Haswell to come out?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to go buy one tonight. I'm going to look at what your suggestions were. I did think about waiting. It's interesting that Mike brought that up. So, you know, I could easily do that. Windows 8, I'm thinking. Touch screen, I'm thinking. i5.
Eight gig of RAM
anyway, and
I don't know many laptops that have more than 8 gigs as a max, other than like 17-inch.
Well, shipping anyway, but I mean, you should be able to go buy, you know, 16 or whatever.
Well, you got to look at the laptop because a lot of them max out at 8.
Well, correct. So, but I'll have to look and see if that.
Martis,
I'll research that. I will keep that in mind. I'll know that before I buy.
If you're just running one VM, 8 gigs is more than enough.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mike Martis, you're a big proponent of the Core i3. You know, you like that on a laptop, an i3 or an i5 for your preference.
Depends what I'm doing.
So in Rich's scenario,
I prefer the i3 just for the power savings.
Okay. Because I will be sitting in class without a plug. So am I going to be able to get through like an hour and a half class?
The yoga had an i5 in it, and it, I don't remember how much time I used to get on it. About 5 hours?
On my Asus laptop, I've taken it without, you know, plugging it in, and I can get 2 hours easy, you know, because sometimes I'm going to customers' houses and I got to fire up my laptop and I can't connect, you know, plug it in anywhere. But yeah, you know, if you get an i5, you know, you should be pretty good. You're going to save power on it and so forth, as long as you're not running a couple of VMs at the same time or ripping CDs or DVDs or something like that on battery, you're going to be good to go.
Well, if this thing really works as well, if I get if I get some decent hardware, I guess I wouldn't mind going ahead and buying a better battery. You know, I'll upgrade the battery if I have to, or buy a second battery so that I have it. You know, I could do that.
$750. Well, and you want it lunch tray size.
Yeah, lunch 15. Tray. You're looking at
15. Lunch tray size, Mike. That's what I was trying to say, but I'm glad you're here. You can say it for me.
Okay. Just checking.
All right, Martis, I have a question.
Yeah.
How do I get the CMOS in this yoga?
What?
How do I get the CMOS? You mean the BIOS?
Yeah.
The BIOS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's F2.
F2 is this booting up? Okay.
I think.
Hit them all. That's what I do.
Yeah. Just run your finger right across it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Keep going.
Keep doing it. You got five fingers on each hand. You should be able to hit a bunch of
You're bound to hit something. Boot option, right. Something. I mean, that'll get you in there.
Yeah. So, F2. Michael, what are you carrying right now as a laptop?
I'm That's not.
You're not?
Surface RT.
Oh, okay.
That one.
I don't want a big phone. I want something I can actually see.
Yeah, no, it works because then I can, well, yeah, I'm not blind, but I mean, I can.
No.
Sorry, nice. That wasn't a dig, sorry.
LOL, bro.
Yeah. On the upside, it is light enough that you can rest it on your chest if you need it to be that close to you.
Yes. That's fantastic. I've been
using that and then RDPing into my primary machine. So. Okay.
Right.
So you really pro, just right? Use it as a thin client.
Yes.
Yeah. And RDP is built into RT, right?
Yeah. There's an app you download for it, but yeah, okay. it works.
Are you? Oh, you're using the RT? You don't have the Pro?
No, the Pro, no. That thing is...
Ooh. Hey, guys, I hate to be a party pooper, but I got to peace out here.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you, Christian. Thanks for jumping in, man.
Bye, Christian.
Yeah, see you later.
Good to see you.
Take care, Christian.
All righty.
HP, HP, HP. He'll be back.
Nice. Come back,
gotcha. Honestly, I'm coming right back in. Yeah, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Well, so that being said, I mean, so in your situation, right, you could go with that 11-inch Yoga that's RT, right, and
I
get
would
get the form. Oh, you wouldn't get the form factor no, okay,
no. I mean, not unless you were able to get a really good deal on it, because I mean, the 11-inch is still
five now. Oh, they're like $579. Okay. Yeah, they've come down a little bit.
It's interesting. So you really do like the RT. You do.
I have it.
Yeah.
Is it what's working for you now?
For what I do, it works fine. It works well. I don't want to say it's bad or anything. I also have a Lenovo Tablet 2 at work that I use. And, you know, I have this ridiculous setup here and back here at home. You know,
are you doing with it? I guess
so. I'm not really starved for power in any way. I'm not, you know, I it's more of just a kind of a convenience device. If I happen to be out and about, I hop a hotspot off the phone and you know, I'll log in and do whatever it is I need to do, whether it's tech support or, you know, go into a server and unlock an account.
But you can't run VMs with it, can you?
No, you can't run VMs. Well, you can RDP into a server. I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I RDP into a VM.
Okay, no, I won't be doing that.
Yeah.
Probably not something I'm going to look at.
No, the RT works great for my particular use case, and it's one of the reasons why I don't have the Yoga anymore, Jim, is I found myself carrying both, and half the time I'd pull open the RT just because a lot of the things I was using was web-based, and the Yoga was great for, like, when I would sit down, you know, somewhere at Starbucks or Mickey D's or something and try and pound out an article or something like that really quick, or a review or even show notes. But the RT just kind of works for quick and dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all I need when I'm out and about. Everywhere else, I have real high-powered systems. So I can just do something real quick and dirty, cloud-connected, SkyDrive, whatever, get it up there. Excuse me. And then... you know, come back when I have some more time and sit in front of a real computer. Yes. And
use it like a tablet. You know,
basically. It's my iPad.
Yeah.
You know.
That makes sense.
All right, what do you guys think of this? I put it in chat. This is basically an Acer. Is it an Acer? Yeah, it's an Acer. It has the i5 3230, which seems like it's fairly powerful because they're all over the place as far as processing power. i5 has some processors that are maybe 1.5 times other i5s. as far as processing power goes.
Yeah, you're weak on the memory right there, right off the gate.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe that's why the price is what it is, because I'd definitely be bumping that up to 8 at least.
I wouldn't buy that.
And probably you wouldn't.
No.
Look at that.
Not for that price.
Tell me why.
Okay. Well, first of all, the $630 price point, number one. Number two, for that $630 price point, you're getting a GT730M, which is totally unnecessary for basic computing. It's got the Core i5-3230M, which is fine. 4 gigs of memory, which is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then a 500 gig hard drive. So right away, I'm looking at this going, I'm dropping $630 for a $400 laptop that I'm going to put another 4 gigs of RAM in and an SSD in.
Right.
So now I just added another $200.
On the plus side, I do have SSDs that I can throw in there. So okay, that's good to go. But yeah, the RAM thing. I'm not really sure I want to go back to Acer right off the bat. I'm thinking I want something that's rugged, and I'm not sure Acer is it.
The problem I see with that is just the discrete video card. It just sucks battery.
You might as well just go with the 4000, yeah, AC4000, right?
Yeah, if you're not using it, well, you don't even need the 4000. I mean, are you going to be doing Blu-rays on this or something? Or
no, but I mean, isn't that what comes with these?
It depends on what they build in. Yeah, usually it's a 4000.
Okay. But
I mean, yeah, you could get away with the 3000 too. So
okay. I don't know. That's a lot of good information. I mean, I guess what I'm hearing is I don't really need a agree I don't need a discrete video card. You guys probably agree that I need probably about 8 gig of RAM.
Yeah.
Maybe an i5 over an i3. And I don't know. I guess it's just
features. If you wait for the Haswell, two things will happen when you wait for the Haswell.
Yeah.
They come out, and you come out with the pricing, and also a lot of people can get rid of their old hardware as well. So you maybe get a little price break on that. Maybe. It depends on the sales.
Yeah.
The previous generation chips, I mean, they're still good, especially for what you're going to do. I mean, the Haswell, you're definitely going to be saving power and so forth, but you will be getting the latest technology.
Right. Well, I think what I'm going to do then is I think I'm going to put it off a little bit.
But
I will. Let me see. Let me take a look at that. I think I'll put. Go ahead.
I want to keep in mind, keep looking, because, like I said, if your laptop's on its last leg and it craps out on you,
It's just a screen. And I think what I will do is I will actually replace that screen if I can get it replaced for about $50 or $60.
Yeah.
And then hand it down to somebody. I mean, other than the screen, it's in good shape. I mean, pretty much babied the thing. I didn't beat it.
What model was that laptop?
Oh, geez. It's an Acer. It's a... hang on a second. It is a Aspire 5251-1513. And it has an AMD V120. And that's a single core. It has ATI Mobility Radeon HD Graphics 4250.
So really, it's about the same as that other one, because that's an AMD K6 single core.
Yeah, speed wise, yeah.
What the one you got, Mike?
That one I showed this just for you.
The replacement screen's $50.
Well, how much is the shipping on that, Mike? Because I know you just want to give that to me, right?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, no, I don't want it. Thanks. So
$50 on the screen, Mike Morris.
Yeah, the screen's $50.
Yeah. So I think that's what I will do for sure. I don't think I'm just going to throw this thing away. I think I'll give it one shot at repairing it.
Right.
And but for $50, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
And then give it to somebody, niece, nephew, whatever.
Yeah. And keep looking on there. Like I said, for me, I kind of went to Best Buy. I was like, hey, here's the laptop I'm looking for because I needed something now. And I picked up the one that I have. I've been happy ever since with it, I don't beat it up. I take good care of it because I work on other people's laptops that don't.
Yeah.
Who knows? I've seen the damage done to them. But, I mean, look around. You're doing the right thing is asking of people's opinions on it. That's what I normally do.
You guys right here.
What do you think about this or that? And you get people's input, and then you go ahead and make your own decision, and you put your own decision up on the forum, and then
I appreciate it because it gives me a chance to think about you know, and you guys are echoing some of the things I'm thinking, then you're countering some of the things I was thinking. So that's good. It gives me a little bit more to think about.
What's your Best Buy purchasing habits?
I will buy there, but
do you buy often?
No, I don't have a card, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
No. I don't know how comfortable my impression about buying a computer at Best Buy is that it's some weird off model type computer that some reputable company like HP makes, but they're just, I don't know why they end up at Best Buy, but they're not. Yeah. I don't know. I just have a feeling that they're not always the best, but you know, convince me or just tell me that I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know.
It's those people as well. I like going into Best Buy and kind of acting as a customer and just really just messing with their heads sometimes, you know? Like with the tablets. I was in there before, and you know, I'm listening to sales rep trying to talk to this
couple over here
about Windows 8 tablets, and I mean, of course, they go right to the Windows 8 Surface tablets. And I'm like, well, what about this one over here that's a couple $100 cheaper, you know? Threw his game right off, you know? So kind of set it up and walk away.
Yeah, I like correcting them while they're talking.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go to knowing what you want and then just kind of touching it and feeling it. I mean, you're talking from somebody. I used to work at the Geek Squad for 3 months before I got this my current job. So I know how the game is played over there and a lot of them are just misinformation. My Lord.
Mike Martis, why did you ask how comfortable he was with Best Buy?
Because I'm fairly comfortable with Best Buy, and I go in there quite often. I actually spend quite a bit of money at Best Buy. I'm a Silver member.
Yeah, me too.
So I get the 60 days, no questions asked, return policy.
Okay.
So you can just walk right in, I'll buy a laptop, I'll try it out for a month, I'll take it back. And I'll tell them flat out when they ask me, well, is there anything wrong with it? Let me tell you. You know, and then you know,
it's you may want to record this. Yeah.
You know, and I do know the sales manager and the assistant manager quite well, just because I buy so much stuff from there on a regular basis.
I'm not afraid to go in there and do that either.
But I also return a lot of stuff. And then, you know, I've had the manager come up and ask me, well, you know, why are you buying and returning stuff? And I'm like, well, because it's bleep.
It's post show.
but I'll tell them, that's flat out. I'll be like, come here, let me show you this keyboard. You know, my 4-year-old can trampoline on this thing. You know, I mean, I'll point that out, you know, and a lot of times, you know, I like to stroke my own ego and think that the reason why it's not there next month is because I told them that, but it's probably because the thing didn't move and they had one bad complaint on it, and so they move on. But again, it's great to go in there and just get hands on, and if you find something you kind of like, long term, you know. My wife's laptop came from there, and she absolutely loves it, and I think it's actually a really nice laptop. I was considering buying another one myself.
Well, that little laptop right here that I've just stepped back on the floor, it came from Walmart. So who knew, you know, and it was nothing I was looking at. My brother just called me and says, hey, you know, crazy price, $100 off, go get it for $200.
That is the place to buy your computer equipment.
What is Walmart?
Walmart.
Walmart? Oh, you don't know what it is?
What's Walmart?
You're kidding.
Yeah, he's kidding.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And now another good thing too about Best Buy, didn't they change their matching policy?
Yes, they will match any online. Well, they'll match major online retailers.
Yeah.
So they'll match Amazon and stuff like that.
They went away from that up here in Maine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember the last time I did that was with a power supply, probably about 2-3 years ago, and I tried to do something similar maybe about a half a year later or whatever, and no, we don't do that anymore.
Did Maine secede from the union, or
I?
Yeah, it's the Best Buy union.
Yeah,
Best Buy union.
Now, I'm not sure if they match the exact product as well, you know. So I mean, it's got to be apples for apples as well.
Well, yeah, it was exact product. I just said we don't do that anymore. Now I don't know if they're allowed to make a location.
I would have talked to the manager.
Buy a location.
Yeah,
maybe. You know.
Yeah, because Best Buy was getting their head handed to them because you know people go in there. You know, whip out their Amazon app and take a picture of it, and they're like, hey, it's cheaper somewhere else, and they go walk away and buy it.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, you and me both, believe me.
I mean, I'll go in there, I'll shop savvy something, and I'll show it to the guy, and I'll be like, hey, I want to buy this, and it's you know, $50 cheaper on Amazon. And he'll go and he'll look it up and just verify that it's actually from Amazon, not from like a third-party retailer.
Right.
And if it is, boom, they give me the price discount right there. I mean, I do that with everything. My son's video games, yeah. Computer stuff that I find on sale, you know, nifty ticky-tacky shit that they sell, you know, whatever.
Mike Martis, what is this?
That's the little laptop I bought it for my wife this Christmas.
And oh, the Yoga? And yeah. 13 means it's a 13-inch screen?
No. Did I put the Yoga? No, that's not the Yoga, is it?
I'm sorry. It's the Vivo book.
Right. Now, it's a smaller one, so that may not appeal to you because I know you're looking for gargantuan, but... you know, it works really nice. It's a great kind of on the couch.
Notebook. I want a manly notebook.
And it's Windows 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Pro. Windows 8. It's touchscreen, and it was $450.
Not bad at all.
Wow.
Is it still out there?
Yeah, it's still there.
Because I'm actually, we're thinking, all right, so let me throw this out. So I work for Gallup, but I'm a part of a user group, an Oracle user group here in the Omaha area, and we are getting ready to purchase some another equipment for the treasurer so she can kind of keep track of finances and stuff. Anyway, so we were looking for, I was just going to get a cheap laptop for her, and then we thought, well, maybe we should get an iPad so that we can use it during registration days to check people in. You know, I used to have the iPad there and such. But, Mike, this what you have here, right, this Asus, running Windows 8, touchscreen, $500. About the price we'd pay for an iPad.
Where do you find this, Mike?
Right there.
I mean, what is it in Best Buy?
Yeah, I just put the link in chat for you.
Yeah.
It's $439 at the moment.
Okay. So this, Michael Martis, this versus an iPad for... You know, we're going to use it for some. It doesn't fold back, right? So you don't get the
It's standard laptop. Experience. Yeah, it's just standard.
But it is touchscreen still.
Yes, I mean,
you could still. She uses it for some spreadsheets. Get on. You know, we use Google Docs and we collaborate on all the member registration. So you know those kinds of things. But I don't know, this would be the same price as an iPad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get the. You know, some of the advantages to have an iPad is there's some apps that are built for like Eventbrite. We use them for registration and they can bring a registration form in and you can use the camera on the on the iPad to then scan them in and it registers them in at the conference. Imagine there's something we could probably do to come up with it on the but if you had a choice between an iPad and this, which way would you go?
Are you asking if I want to use a Windows product or an Apple product?
Well, I'm asking you if you were going to give me a recommendation between an iPad and this.
Okay.
I think we all know the answer to that one already.
No, go ahead. I haven't heard this for a while. Go.
Here's your sign.
And the windup.
Tossing a softball out to you.
For me, I would pick the Windows. I mean, I would... pick a Windows product over an iPad for just about anything other than now if I was doing customer interaction where I'm like doing sales or whatever and I'm standing next to a customer and I have to turn around and have them touch something or interact with it, then I'll probably consider an iPad just because you know, things like the iPad or iPhone, whatever configuration utility where you can lock stuff down and everything, that makes it really nice for that kind of use. So then you could just kind of hand an iPad to a customer and let them, you know, poke around. You don't have to worry about getting it back in Russian or something like that.
Right.
For like portable, cheap, easy to use, you know, laptop, you know, where a laptop would work, you know, something like this is perfectly fine. Yeah. If you want kind of the experience of doing it the other way, you know, similar to an iPad, maybe Surface Pro, Surface RT would definitely work, as long as it interacted with the with whatever apps you're using.
I like the price point here.
If you're using Google, though, I mean, Nexus 7 or 10 might be the best way to go.
Well, I keep coming back to I like having I like being in the Windows environment because it just, for what we do, it just works and everybody knows it, right? And so it's something that on registration day, I can, you know, we can set these up and they've got keyboards. So if they need to type in names of people or update a record or whatever, I still think that's a lot easier to do with a physical keyboard than it is to type that in on an iPad, right? Or even a, full, you know, RT tablet, that kind of situation.
Well, there's a developing technology called Bluetooth that you can attach a keyboard with.
Yeah. But it's extra cost.
Well, it's extra cost.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
sorry. No, I understand. Yeah, I mean, all joking aside, you know, again, it's going to be that trade-off of, you know, do you want them touching the screen? You know, is it a touch interface or is it a typing interface? If they're entering their information, you know, like data mining, whatever you want to call it. You're trying to just obtain, you know, like name, address, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. That type of form. Typing is always going to be more intuitive right now for most people than anything else.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I just keep coming back. I thought I had myself convinced, yeah, we'll just get an iPad and that will cover, you know, that'll cover us in a multitude of ways as far as making that work.
I used one.
Then I keep coming back to, I don't know if I want a tablet. Most of the time we work with them, we're working with them as laptops.
Right.
Right? I mean, 99% of the work that we do, it's that twice a year when we do registration and we need to have equipment up, and I've got somebody sitting at a registration table, and I'm not sure having the customers input it is a great idea, or, you know, having the attendees input their own stuff is a great idea anyways. They kind of fumble with it and, you know, they look at the screen and it takes them a few seconds to orient and figure out where stuff is. I think it's easier just to have people dedicated sitting at the tables typing that stuff in. If that's the case.
You definitely want a keyboard.
Yeah.
You know, the other option too is if it's for an event that's twice a year, go on eBay and pick up a couple iPad 1s.
True.
They work.
True.
I mean,
no, it's very true. That's a good idea.
And do your Bluetooth keyboard there.
Well, it would be nice for some of the iPads. It would be nice. I'd really love them to bring a ticket in with them when they come, and we just scan the QR code with a mobile device. Now, I don't need an iPad to do that. To be honest with you, any phone can do that.
Yeah. Right? Well, you don't even need. You just get a hand scanner.
Yeah.
You know, a Wi-Fi hand scanner, or not Wi-Fi, but, you know, like a wireless hand scanner.
Right.
And just scan any kind of QR code that, you know.
Yeah.
You want to generate, and then that'll just link back to the computer. So you could actually, I mean, depending on how this workflow is, you could actually queue it up, or you just got one guy just standing there, just beep, 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 and as they're in line moving down, you know, they beep and boom, it pops up on the screen. They just start, okay, your name, blah, 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 whatever.
Right, right. Did you rip out the hard drive and put SSD in there for your wife?
No.
On this one? You left the spinner in there?
I left the spinner in there, and it works. It, you know, it's Windows 8, so it boots really, really fast. Yeah. I mean, the battery life is nothing to write home about, but, you know, again, it's 11.5-inch form factor. You know, it's got an i5 with a touchscreen in it.
Does she touch the screen?
Yeah.
Does she use the touchscreen?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Yep. She had no problem transitioning over. She actually loves it.
I'm running a HP DM1Z netbook that I bought 3 years ago for like $300 that I've upgraded the SSD in it. It works great. It's got Windows 8 on it. It's non-touch, but I don't necessarily need touch for what I do. And it's super light. I mean, it's like 2.1 pounds, and it clamshell, so you fold it up, and it's rock solid, and it goes everywhere with me, and it boots in 3 seconds. So I'm very, very comfortable in that kind of environment with what I do with it. And it's plugged in 90% of the time. So I don't, you know, it's, and I get 4 hours. I still get about 4 hours of battery life out of it. It's got an AMD A3, I think is what that was, you know, a pretty crappy processor. But again, I run Google Docs off of it. I also thought about going with the $250 Chromebook.
Yeah.
Because everything we do in Google Docs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying I thought about it.
Hold on, let me get something to drink while we talk about Chromebooks.
It was just a thought.
Yeah, I'll join you.
Some straight vodka or something would be fantastic. Well. No, what, Have you looked at it at all, Jim?
The Chromebooks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about it a couple shows back.
But have you actually, like, physically...
I've gone into Best Buy and held them and touched them and you know, but the one I liked was the $500, you know, 5 series.
Okay.
So at $500, I'm thinking, I should have a Windows machine.
Yep.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So I can have this one.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Samsung isn't bad either. Not the 250, but there's one for, like, about $400. I think it's the Acer. It's like 280, and it's actually, I mean, it's kind of plasticky too, but I mean, it's not as nice as that Samsung, but it's not as big of a piece of crap as that Samsung that they have at Best Buy, which is what I reviewed on. I grabbed it. I'd used it. I was actually going to use it for my son, because he does everything through web. And I'm like, well, there you go.
Yeah.
And then he was okay with it. A little bit of a learning curve for him. For me, the learning curve was really quick, but it's just limiting. You know, you go to do something because you're on a computer. There's an expectation there. And you go to do something, it's like, oh, shit, that's right. Hold on, let me open up Chrome and, you know, or run this little app. And, again, if you're all in on the Googleverse, yeah, it works really well. It worked really well with all the Google stuff that I had all my Google accounts plugged in. But trying to run SkyDrive through there, and you know, it starts getting a little confusing trying to switch between web apps.
Yeah. Well, again, that's why I thought about Chrome. I thought this would be kind of cool to be in the Chrome environment, get kind of see it, experience it. And then I thought, well, but everything I do, I keep coming back to a Windows machine. You know, like, well, I could, for that price, I could get a fairly decent Windows machine that'll do the exact same thing, and I won't have to worry about the, well, you can do this, except that.
It's the black hole of computing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just sucks you right back in. Right. Because you need to get something done. I mean, that's just what it is. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was too...
Is that a little blunt? Sorry.
Maybe too obvious.
No, I'm right there with you. I need to get something done. Let me go back to Windows so I can get it done. Then I'll go dig around with Linux for a while.
Which is the same thing that happens with Windows 8 and Windows 7. So
that's what's happening to me with Windows 8. I keep trying to use it, and I used it for a month, and then I gotta go back.
You know, I use it all the time, Rich, and I don't have that problem. But I do, like Eddie said earlier, I do flip over. I mean, I don't live I don't have touch, so I don't ever mess with the Metro. Mm-hmm. I'm just immediately flip over to the desktop, and I do everything on the desktop.
And I also find out too, some of the
I'll remember
apps and so forth, they may not work as well. I ended up installing the Windows, you know, application, you know, like Skype, you know.
Those apps leave something to be desired. The way they take up the whole screen, and I know you can get something from Stardock, is that who it is? One of those companies that makes it usable.
I don't even use those. I'm straight Windows 8, you know, just flip over to the only time I use Metro is to hit the desktop square. And then I'm in, you know what? This is why I thought of Chromebook, because I'm in Chrome all day. Right? I mean, I log in. I shouldn't say all day, but when I'm working on user group stuff, I log in, I open up Chrome, I go to the drive. We have 5 different documents that we collaborate on in between. Yeah, watch your Hangout. It's going to tell you to.
Yeah.
5 documents that we collaborate on as a team as we get ready for a conference. And so we are collaborating on these Google Docs, and then I'm done. I don't on that one, I don't use much else. Now, I'll be honest, sometimes I'm on the dirty network at work, and I can't remote control on our regular network, so I'll use that one to jump into my computer at home to do something at lunch or whatever if I need to do something. So horribly convenient to do it that way, but well, I like this.
Yeah,
I like this suggestion, Michael Martis.
Hey, has any of y'all actually flip or start using the Office, was it 365?
Yes.
How do you like it?
Love it.
Now, the subscription is what? Was it $90 a year or something like that, or $100?
Hey, Rich.
I would have to look at our licensing.
Yeah, because I think it's
hold very... Hold up there.
you know, because I know you can still buy the store-bought version of Office.
The Ubuntu tablet.
But I know that Microsoft's trying to go towards a subscription. I think it's like $10, $12.
Really?
Like that. I have to look at it myself.
For home?
Yeah, something like that, off the top of my head.
For home?
Yeah. What
the hell is it?
So now, what is the difference between Office 365 and regular Office? Why would I want that?
Well, because you can have install on what, 5 computers?
Yeah, that's the home, and that's $10 a month, I think.
$10 a month? That ain't too bad at all. So that's like $120 a year. Plus, I think any updates to Office, you automatically get it. I think you install up to 5 computers. Is really one of the big selling factors.
So is it the same exact software as regular Office?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, this is the disturbing trend in software manufacturers that they will tell you that there's reasons why they want to do this to you and that you should like it.
Off my lawn.
The real reasons they don't want to sell you software, they want to rent software to you.
Yeah.
Is not the piracy, is not all that junk that they tell you. The real reason is that the biggest competitor, revenue stream, and in a lot of cases, their biggest competitor is themselves. What is the biggest competitor to Photoshop CS6? I mean, CS7, the new version coming out? It's Photoshop CS6. What do you do? What big advance are you doing for me in CS7 that makes it worth the upgrade? If you go to a subscription model, they lose the incentive to have to always fight themselves. And they now have a built-in revenue base. And if you decide I'm going to cut that subscription, bam, your software stops working.
Yeah. No, I definitely see your point with that. I think a lot of people look at the bottom dollar, you know, especially with the Photoshop and so forth. If you go out there and spend, you know, you're spending like, you know, well over $1,000 for, you know, your Adobe products right there versus, oh, I can afford $20-$30 a month.
No, I would tell you that I am an Adobe Cloud member, so I'm bought in. But this is the, I don't know the drug paraphernalia thing here, but this is the
gateway drug.
This is the gateway drug. Get you in at this low price, and then now they got you. And Rich,
you're right, because where's the competition at? You're right. Where's the competition at if they got you hooked up for $30 a month or whatever the price may be, you know? Yeah, you're right.
Rich was asking me if what tablet has Ubuntu on it. This is the Yoga I just installed. While we were talking, I installed VirtualBox and then installed Ubuntu while we were talking. Mm-hmm. So now I have Ubuntu and VirtualBox on my Yoga.
There you go. Yeah, because like, so I'm working with a customer right now trying to get him a laptop, and they don't have Office. So I'm like, this Office 365 may or may not work for this person. So it's something to kick around, because if they go out and you buy it off the shelf, you're going to be spending $120+ just getting your standard Office.
Yeah, for me, I just, and this may not be right, but I have TechNet, so.
Well, so do I, you know. And that's what I use, believe me. Anything new coming down the pipe, hey, it's on my computers, but I stay away from putting it on clients' computers.
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, I figure any computer in my house is my computer, so I install it on those. But
it's in a test environment, exactly. Absolutely. You're testing the software.
And if I've just put it on here, that's not a full test. I need to network test it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I look at it.
And support test it. If I only have it on my computer, I don't know what support questions are going to come up.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm with you. I got my computer bench back over here, and I'm like, I've got to test out all this stuff, try it out. I mean, I love TechNet. I tell the guys at work about it, and they're like, and I'm like, look, I get the pro version. I've spent about 270. Mm-hmm. Like every year for it with tax.
Yeah.
Hell, you buy 2 Office licenses, you know, you're almost hitting that bump, or 1 full version license and an Office license, you're already paying for itself, you know?
Right, right. I mean, but like you, I don't let it never leaves the house. I don't let
No. I mean, you know, and plus I try things, you know, try different things.
Sure.
Put it up and blow it out. But, yeah, that's what I was wondering about, the subscription stuff there. But
yeah, it's interesting.
It is. So, Rich, did we give you some food for thought?
As you far did. As yeah. Laptops?
It's a lot. I mean, you know, it's a lot of it.
Yeah, you didn't give me any answers at all. You just gave me more problems to think about.
Hey, and like I said, man, my offer's still open, man, if you want to come up for the meetup now. Because like I said, hey.
When is that going down?
Wait, all right. Let's hold on a second here,
September
Rich.
21st.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek because I didn't really expect to get a definitive answer. And this is exactly it. Honestly, all joking aside, this is what I was looking for, is a bunch of opinions so that I can think about it. Yeah. See if you guys are thinking along the lines that I am, and see where you guys are pushing back against what I thought.
What city do you live in, Rich?
I live in Gorham, Maine.
Gorham.
He's doing the 10-hour test, Rich. If you're within 10 hours.
I'm so damn sorry.
You're screwed.
No, I don't live within 10 hours. Maybe when I was younger, I lived within 10 hours, but I don't drive that fast anymore.
Well, neither do I.
Hold on a second, Rich. If you ever made this in 10 hours,
no.
You were not in a car.
No. I made it in about 19 hours to Great Lakes, Illinois.
This says it's a 16-hour drive.
Woo! Yeah,
okay.
Wow. All right, so you get a pass. Yeah. And you know, I was going to bring this thing to you, this laptop to you, and solve your problems.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mike, hold on to it for me. I'll make it next year. Yeah.
Somewhere closer, exactly. I still have no one take me up on the offer and driving up with me from North Carolina. So it makes me wonder if I'm one of the
few
listens to the podcast.
You got plenty of time. Nobody wants to commit this early. So
what day is this going to be on?
It's a Saturday, September 21st.
Yeah. Okay. And where is it going to be?
In Indianapolis.
Okay. And that's
same spot as we did it last year. That hotel has turned into a Holiday Inn, and
it's an 8-hour drive for me.
And it's on the northeastern edge of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And Dave has two rooms reserved this time, so we're going to have a surface side and we're going to have a home server side. And we actually just picked up, I think, unofficially yet, but Drobo is going to sponsor part of the conference as well again. Nice. So it's pretty nice of Mario. He said he wanted to be a part of it, so that's good. So we'll pick up some sponsors, and it'll be a great day. I think we already have almost 20 people registered, and that's almost as many as we had there last year. So it's.
I'd love to go. It would be a blast to go there, but I'd have to look at the finances and see.
Oh yeah, dude, 16 hours.
I'd fly out.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said,
I'll check it out. I'll see what it looks like.
Hey, start a Zadler Compass.
If the flight is less than $500 or $750 that you're going to pay for a laptop, you come, you get this laptop, bam, it is paid for itself.
I'm so glad I know you. I could be making some really critical mistakes. And you're there to catch me.
I'm so
grateful.
For you, because you're such a great buddy, I will throw in the network card.
The network card. How fast is that network card? Is that wireless or is it?
It's wireless. This is high tech, dude.
Oh, dude, I have one of those that's actually like a 1 gig.
This
Ethernet.
Holy crap! This is a 54 megabits wireless card.
PCM CIA or whatever. Whoa, PCM CIA. Yeah.
Yeah, this thing is high tech. 54 megabits.
Did Rich, you could send a telepresence robot. That's what Loftus said.
I'm sorry I missed the first part of that. What the heck is Christian talking about with this robot?
No, you're going to have to go back. Listen to it. You'll have to go back and listen. Yeah, it's good.
Somehow I can see this scenario happening. He shows up for the first day, and somebody says, hey, come here. We got to meet you in the – yeah, you can't come back here. But we have this thing for you. it's a test that we're going to do just for you.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't seriously think they were going to actually do that, and because he was talking about that at the end of last summer.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, okay, whatever. And I hadn't heard anything for a long time, and then to hear.
So now you got to tell me what you're talking about, because
they've built a robot for him.
Who is they?
NASA. Yeah, you got to go back and listen to it, Rich.
For Christian Johnson,
he has his own robot.
He has girl parts.
That was what
Christian needs to know, that Mike.
Yeah, he has his own. So yeah, he has his own telepresence robot.
Oh, God.
Well, so much for making this a show, Rich.
That's great. That'll be a great show. That's a great. We'll call it the Bimbot Show.
I thought this
was
a post show where I'm unscripted.
Yeah, we're gonna get 2-for-1 out of this deal. This is good because we jumped right out of the show and went right into the post show and had an hour of solid material for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure enough, man.
And it'll just take me probably a month to get it all edited down.
With your busy schedule.
No, because that's how long it takes me when I got nothing to do.
Yeah.
But, wait a minute.
Great job with that.
Oh, I think I just insulted myself. No, I didn't. That's about right. Oh, my God. No, I'll put it up there, Jim. I'll run through it.
I've got to splice this out. So
now I feel restricted in what I can say.
No, don't be restricted.
Oh, God.
I wasn't going to say anything bad. I was just going to ask Eddie, what city does he live in?
Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, I already mapped it out. It's like 10 hours.
So you have to show
up. He took my challenge very seriously.
I did.
It says 9 hours, and I'm only doing it to Indianapolis, so you got to go a little bit higher than that.
How far is it?
It says nine hours and 5 minutes. So between 9 and 10 hours,
By the time he gets across town, because it's all the way to the north and east.
Like I said, I plan on driving in my little Honda Fit, so it'd be a nice little gas saver drive there.
So we should, Eddie, when you're coming out, and I'm coming out on Friday, we should do a Google Hangout, like in the cars as we're coming across. We did that last year.
I noticed that you didn't invite me to this. What the hell?
Well, oops. You're not even sure you're gonna come. You're not 100% sure.
Oh, yeah, he's only 67.
You need to commit, Howard.
I can't commit.
But, I'm excited. I'm taking Friday off and Monday. So, I mean, I'll have a vacation for my vacation. So I'll be up there. If nobody takes my, takes advantage of getting a free lift from me, I'll plan on leaving early and getting up here in the afternoon. So.